Okay, Jason, let's get down to it.
Right, let's roll up our sleeves and get down to Snowtown.
When I first read that a film was being made about John Bunting and his accomplices in the notorious Bodies in a Barrel murders, I did wonder why. Was it cashing in on notoriety and prurient interest in these grisly crimes? But there were people I respected who were backing this film, including the Adelaide Film Festival, and when it premiered there in early March, I actually wasn't feeling strong enough to go to the first screening. I did go to the later one, but I immediately heard divided feedback. Some critics admired the way the film told its stories. Others were shocked and really disturbed. Snowtown doesn't really present as an exploitation flick. In a realist manner, it tells the story of the criminal corruption of a teenage boy, much as, say, Animal Kingdom did, but where Animal Kingdom looked inside a family of professional criminals and watched moral choices slowly foreclose on its young protagonist, Snowtown looks at the slow seduction and domination of young Jamie Blesakis, one of a couple of brothers who live with their mother, Elizabeth, in a hugely dysfunctional Adelaide community. The boys are preyed on sexually by a predatory neighbour who offers to babysit. And then when John Bunting, played by Daniel Henschel, arrives on the scene, he's really like a breath of fresh air. He has us hoping he's going to rescue the family. He cooks, he has meals on the table, he brings some structure and discipline into the uncaring formlessness of this tiny, rundown fibro household. And when he susses what's bothering Jamie, he runs off the predatory neighbour with a kind of vigilante action involving a lot of kangaroo guts. No wonder Jamie sees him as a saviour. But the man has a sadistic streak and some very strange acolytes. He's also a kitchen table ranter against poofs and pedophiles who are mucking up the neighbourhood, and he believes in taking the law into his own hands. How he does so becomes increasingly gruesome and as clear to Jamie as to us. Jason, what did you think?
It's an incredibly gruesome film in parts. I think the film isn't quite successful. It loses its battle before it begins in a way. For my money, it tries too hard to explain this evil, to unravel the mystery of why. And it's almost journalistic in the way it attempts to give us a list of reasons. Poverty-stricken communities, a charismatic leader. But everything is so horrific. And what we see on screen is so horrific. I don't think you can explain it in a literal way. And so I think of the films as of Gaspar Noé or Lars von Trier's Antichrist, for example, that dealt with very extreme actions on screen, but kind of called upon all these other approaches of surrealism and metaphor and the inner lives of characters to kind of deliver a much more satisfactory, in my mind, exploration of the mystery of evil and extreme dysfunction.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think the film sets out to sort of explain the why does evil exist. It sets out to do something a little more modest sociologically, the how does evil operate and come to exist. But the big question for me, and I thought that it actually did make me see how malign ideologies can flourish in small communities who are vulnerable and shattered by poverty, unemployment, drugs and booze, and how someone who needs that kind of affirmation can gather followers and work on the politics of blame and group punishment. What the film didn't emphasise was what stupid petty frauds the gang was committing with the credit cards of their hapless, tortured victims, which makes me wonder whether the screenplay and the film actually attribute more intelligence to Bunting than he actually had in real life. But my big why is why the torture scene, which Jamie is lured and then bullied into joining. I really don't see why we had to see that so explicitly on screen. Do you?
No, in the final wash-up, I don't, and I've seen extreme things on screen in films that I've enjoyed. But as I say, I go back to that thing of I don't think the film adequately explores the mystery of why.
Okay, well, we differ on what we think is wrong. I must say, though, it is a pretty damn well-made film.
I agree.
It won the audience vote, good heavens, at the Adelaide Film Festival. It's rated MA, and I think it really should have been rated R. I'm beginning to wonder about the level of classification of these extreme films. I'm not talking about banning. I'm talking about advisory. It should have been rated R.